As the candidates talk about Iraq, 600 National Guard troops from Alaska are busy preparing to deploy. Angela Denning Barnes from member station KYUK in Bethel, Alaska, reports.
In Camp Shelby, Mississippi, troops and Bravo Company react to simulated bombings in what's called an unexpected casualty exercise. Bravo Company is part of the 3rd Battalion, 297th Infantry of the Alaska Army National Guard. They're the focus of a documentary being made by local producer Mike Martz. He's filming the training and soon the war experiences of 100 Yupik Eskimo soldiers in the company, all from Western Alaska.
Going from part-time weekend warriors to being full-time active duty soldiers, and that's a big jump.
The battalion left Alaska in July to begin training at Camp Shelby in the heat of the summer. Their training involved simulated attacks and injuries. As one soldier acts out an assigned injury, others respond, slipping into their native Yupik tongue. Back home in Bethel in western Alaska, Carl Glore tosses his daughter, 2-year-old Madison, in the air. He's one of 3 brothers from the same family, all in the Guard. Their summer training included a heat index consistently over 100 degrees, which is one of the reasons the Alaskans were assigned to Mississippi.
I think that was the hardest part of it, just the heat.
Robert Glore.
It took me about a month to get used to it, so had people start bringing around a wash rag so you could wipe the sweat off your face. Of course, I'd be back 10 minutes later.
Sometimes they trained in full gear, which, with weapons, can weigh 100 pounds. Most of the time, they had to wear 2 15-pound armor plates on their chest and back.
We had to maneuver in them, get used to them, because we'll be using those in Kuwait.
That's David Nanning, another soldier in Bravo Company. He grew up in the same small town as the Glore brothers and is also at home on leave.
We put him on for PT one morning and went out jogging. We came back really sweaty. It was drenching sweat. It was a gross feeling, but
The Glore's mother, Martha, says she's very proud of her boys, all of whom joined the Guard shortly after high school. But she knows her void will be large. Her home is the glue that binds the family.
This whole summer before July 7, they used to all come over every day and have dinner with us. So it was really special to have them all here.
Although expressing emotion is not a Yupik trait, she chokes up when she talks about her 2 grandchildren left to keep her company.
Makes the day go fast, keeps us busy and occupied with what we're going to do next.
So, do these soldiers feel they're ready for war? The Glores say they are, and Nanning agrees.
I feel comfortable getting deployed because it's a lot of training we got to do. We always had to make sure we, met the standards. Yeah, we're prepared to go.
If all goes well, the soldiers will return home in January 2008. For NPR News, I'm Angela Denning Barnes in Bethel.
Quick time, march, left.
You'll live, right.